I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Germany has been a perennial symbol of political stability, but after coalition talks broke down late yesterday between Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc and their potential partners, it looks now like that reputation for stability could be taking a hit. Melissa Eddy is the Berlin correspondent for The New York Times. Let's start with last night's events, Melissa. Leaders of the Free Democratic Party, the FDP, they walked out of the negotiation room that effectively ended talks of a three-way coalition government. Why was that? Like, what issues they say they could not agree on?
So they ended talks abruptly shortly before midnight, and these were just the preliminary talks before they would head into the real coalition talks. And the sticking points have been climate change, finance, and the big one has been migration and refugees. However, interestingly enough, the FDP, the Free Democrats, did not name any of those points. They simply said they felt that there were too many unresolved issues in the agreement that they were working on. And secondly, they said they felt that there was a lack of mutual trust amongst the parties. And they called it quits based on that.
So, I mean, we're talking parliamentary democracy here, let's remember. Can you give us kind of like the Cliff Notes version of the horse trading that Merkel had to take on after the election?
So Merkel's party emerged as the strongest force, meaning she was tapped to try and form a coalition. The second and obvious choice for her to partner with would be the Social Democrats, but they refused to go into government with her. So she had to turn to two smaller parties who disagree on a number of issues and try to bring those two smaller parties together in a government with her own conservatives. And it was an incredibly difficult process over 4 weeks that ultimately last night failed.
So it's complicated with all these different parties and with all these different issues.
It's extremely complicated, yes.
But the bottom line is Angela Merkel leading a majority government. Is that just out of the question at this point?
At this time and point, when we are having this conversation, it is currently out of the question. Now, what happens after these talks have collapsed is that it falls to the German president to figure out what he is going to do next. He appeared before the public today, and he really put the pressure on the political parties, saying, you were elected to get a government in order, so you need to do this before we're going to do anything else.
So if the president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, decides that Germany should hold snap elections, what might come out of that vote? Could it be counterproductive for Merkel?
Well, it's interesting because the German constitution deliberately makes it difficult to call snap elections. But if he should get to that point, interestingly enough, Chancellor Merkel said today she actually would prefer snap elections to what would be the main other alternative, which is she runs a minority agreement.
Government that basically disempowers her, right?
That's correct. So she said she prefers the snap elections. Now, a lot of people have been saying up until now that they fear the snap elections could strengthen the far-right AfD, Alternative for Germany party. They are crucial because they came into parliament for the first time, and they came in as the third strongest force. And they took a lot of votes away from Merkel's party, weakening her and getting her here in the first place.
There was some concern about the strength of Merkel as a candidate going into the recent election, but she did kind of seem unassailable. Are these developments all suggesting that it might be the beginning of the end for Angela Merkel?
On the one hand, it looks that way because she's weakened. On the other hand, she is still popular amongst Germans. Recent poll, she came out as the second most popular politician, only behind her former finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, who has been in office for a very long time and is a very senior, respected member of her party.
Yeah, so given all that popularity, how are Germans reacting to these developments?
This morning it was really interesting to see because as an American over here, the morning after Trump was elected, there was complete hysteria on social media and on the television morning shows. And this morning it almost seemed as if they needed time to digest the fact that their own country is now faced with a politically new situation that they haven't seen before. Mm. And they're frustrated. They don't want to have to vote again. They think it's going to be a waste of money. And they have been saying, these people were elected. They are our lawmakers. Their job is to govern. They should get on with it.
Beyond Germany, what does political instability for Merkel mean for the rest of the EU?
Well, it could be really tough because right now you've got Emmanuel Macron of France, who would like to see the EU move closer together in many aspects. You have the British government that with Brexit is trying to extricate itself from the EU. You have this complicated divorce process going on with London. And then you have on the eastern flank Poland and Hungary, which have very nationalist populist governments that are pushing now away from the EU. So what is really needed is a strong force and a figure who can bring everyone together. And for the past decade, more or less, that person has been Merkel. And her absence would certainly leave a vacuum.
That's Melissa Eddy, Berlin correspondent with the New York Times.